What's going on, everybody? This your boy T-Love for T-Love 365 on your Monday, March the 19th. Yes, we are still in March Madness, and this past weekend was crazy. It was crazy, not because of March Madness basketball, no, because this weekend I had to work this night shift, and I ain't got no sleep. I'm ready to go out. I'm ready to get all up under my bed. Do you hear me? But before I do that, I gotta send shouts out to everybody on my podcast this morning for T-Love 365. Listen, speaking of jobs, I just, getting off, actually, this morning. Another 12-hour shift in the books. And I had I just want to be transparent with y'all. I want to be as authentic as possible because I have a dream to one day have my voice affect the world in a very positive way, okay? So, here's the thing. I had a meeting with my supervisor and the plant manager for the job that I work at. I've been working there a year plus, and I was brought in for an evaluation. I had an interview for a lead position. It was like guaranteed of maybe $3 or $4 more. With my experience, my education, and my skill set, I thought that I was ready. However, due to further review, they said that I was not to be considered for the position. I know, right? But listen, here's the thing. The reason why they gave me was the funny part. Because I felt as though, you know, they tried to bring up so many ways why they shouldn't promote me. And the guy that they promoted, God bless him, I hope he does a great job. But my record is cleaner than the bar of soap. I show up every day on time. If I do call out, if I do take vacation days, I make sure I do things accordingly. And they overlook not only that, and I may not have a whole lot of skill set, but let me tell you, this company has only been in existence maybe 3 years, and I've been working there a year and a half. And when they got rid of our HR, they fired her, and I was so distraught because she looked out for the employees that were there. And I know we don't have a labor union. We don't have anybody to represent us as employers of fair treatment. Be that as it may, like I said, I didn't get the promotion or the raise. I'm actually scheduled for a promotion. For a raise back in December. They didn't give me that either. They were bringing up frivolous dates and times. Like, I'm not clocking in. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. A lot of the dates that they were giving me, people, I wasn't even scheduled to work. I get my work schedule for the whole year, and I'm showing them my time card to where, I wasn't even scheduled to work. But yeah, be that as it may, they did not give me the promotion. So here's the thing. This is my Monday moment. This is my TGIM, my thank God is Monday moment. When you're unexpected of the expectation, or when you're expecting something that's not unexpected by others. You may want something, you may apply for something, but you didn't get it. Here's the thing. I'll give you three things. Either you're going to shout, pout, or doubt. Either you're going to shout hallelujah, you're going to doubt that it'll never happen, or you're just going to pout and get mad and be frustrated. Listen, do none of the two, the pout and the doubt, but always shout, give God glory, give God thanks, because hey, if that door closes, I promise you, if you continue to work hard, another door will open. It's your boy, T-Love, T-Love 365. Listen, hip-hop cardio tonight, it's the return. The return, hip-hop cardio. Yes, that's right. We're going to set the scene on fire at the I-Mind Empowerment Center tonight, 7 p.m., 860 Pinona Avenue. Tuesday, we got House of Hope, Fitness and Fellowship. Saturday, we got Glorious Hope, Fitness and Fellowship. It's going down this week. This is the week of hope. That's right. We're not being sad. This is the week of hope. It's your boy, T-Love 365. Check me out on Instagram at I Am T-Love. That's I-A-M-T-L-U-V. Check me out. I'll check y'all out next time. All right? Have a great day.